CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you read by G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 11th of February 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Gordon Adams, G3LEQ, silent key. Four countries add 5 megahertz band. RSGB Convention 2018 news. Sad news to start the week. Gordon Adams, G3LEQ, passed away quietly last week. Gordon had held many posts within amateur radio, including serving his fellow amateurs as the GB2RS News Service manager for many years. He was also the RSGB Spectrum Director and a prime mover of the 5 MHz experiment when that started. He was the IARU Region 1 Emergency Communications Coordinator, too, amongst other roles. Our thoughts are with his family and many amateur radio friends at this difficult time. Lots of news this week for the 5 megs band. Following extensive discussions with their regulator, Czech amateurs can access both the new WRC 15 60 metre amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz and their existing 12 60 metre channels. The WRC 15 allocation is available on an individual permit basis with maximum power of 15 watts EIRP. The New Zealand National Society has negotiated a licence to allow limited operation by ZL amateurs on 60 metres on a trial secondary basis with no interference to primary users. Operation centres on 5353 kHz and 5362 to 5364 kHz with a maximum output of 10 dBW EIRP. The Icelandic telecoms regulator will now permit access to the new WRC 15 60 metre allocation from 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz on a secondary basis with a maximum power of 15 watts EIRP, but has ended the previous experimental licence privileges. Argentinian amateurs may now use the new WRC 15 amateur 60 metre secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz with a regional maximum power limit of 25 watts EIRP. Detailed planning has now started for the 2018 RSGB convention in October. The organisers plan the usual broad mix across the 5 streams with topics to cater for all tastes and at all levels. AMSAT UK will be organising some of the lectures, as the AMSAT colloquium will be incorporated into the convention again this year. The convention organisers are keen to hear suggestions for talk to be given at the event. Please email any ideas to convention at rsgb.org.uk. A new exhibition opens at Bletchley Park on the 16th of February that showcases some of the many stories of life and work at Bletchley Park during World War II. It uses the Bletchley Park's oral history collection and the Roll of Honour to allow veterans to tell their own stories through photographs, quotes and audio points. The National Radio Centre, also at Bletchley Park, is open Wednesdays to Sundays, and if you bring your current and valid licence with you, there's an opportunity to operate the GB3RS station. Nominations are now open for the CQ Amateur Radio Contest and DX Halls of Fame. These recognise those amateurs who have made major contributions to contesting and DXing respectively. Nominations to any of the Halls of Fame may be made by individuals, clubs or national organisations and must be submitted by the 1st of March to be considered. A maximum of 2 people may be inducted into the contest and DX Halls of Fame each year. There's no set maximum of 4 inductees into the Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Nominations may be emailed to hall-off-fame@cq-amateur-radio.com. Speaking on behalf of the WSJT-X development team, Joe Taylor, K1JT, has issued a progress report on the team's effort to develop an FT8D expedition mode. Details are at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0211a. Joe said the basic goal of FT8D expedition mode is to enable the expeditioners to make FT8 QSOs at the highest possible rates. and the WSJT-X development team has been working with members of the Baker Island KH1-KH7Z de-expedition team ahead of the midsummer operation to work out the wrinkles. Now for the details of Rally's events in the coming week. Today, the 11th of February, the Harwell Radio and Electronics Rally will be held at Didcot Leisure Centre, Mearland Road, Didcot in Oxford, OX18AY, which is 3 miles from the Milton Interchange on the A34. Doors open from 10 a.m. and admittance is £3, with under-12s free. There's free car parking with disabled parking and facilities. There'll be trailers, special interest groups and an RSGB book stand. Refreshments will be available all day. Talk-in 145.550 MHz using G3PIA. Details from Anne, G8NVI, by email to anne.stevens@btinternet.com. The Radioactive Rally will take place on the 18th of February next weekend at Nantwich Civil Hall in Cheshire, CW55DG. There's free car parking and the doors open at 10:30 a.m. There'll be bring and buy as well as traders and an RSGB bookstall. A single raffle ticket is included with the entrance programme. Additional tickets can be purchased. Catering's available on site. Contact Stuart Jackson 07880732534. Make sure your rally or event information gets into future editions of GB2RS News or Radcom and on the RSGB website by emailing details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, OH2IS will be in Martinique, IOTA NA107 from the 18th to the 28th of February. He'll be focusing on the low bands as FM stroke call sign using a full-size 40 meter, I think that must mean antenna, and top loading for 80 meters. On the higher bands, he will have dipoles. Dick AD7AR will be active as 5 Whiskey 0LR from Samoa, OC097, until the 22nd of February. He'll be operating CW and FT8 with some SSB if conditions are good, mainly on 15 to 40 meter bands. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to his home call sign or log search on Club Log. Henning, OZ1BII, will be active as D44EE from Santiago, AF005 in Cape Verde from the 15th to the 20th of February. He'll be operating CW only on the 160 to 10 meter bands with some activity on the WAUX bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Loco, QRS, EQSL, or via his home call, either direct or via the Bureau. Scott NE9U will be active as PJ4 stroke call sign from Bonaire, which is SA006, until the 24th of February. QSL via Logbook of the World, or via NE9U, or direct, or via the Bureau. John W5JON will be active as V47JA from St Kitts, NA104, from the 13th of Feb to the 16th of March. He'll be operating SSB on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via W5JON direct only, and Logbook of the World. Now for special event news, Thinking on the Air 2018 will take place over the weekend of the 17th and 18th of February. Guides and scouts are taking part from the UK, Canada, USA and the Netherlands, and possibly other countries. A list of known stations is displayed on the website www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk, and if your station isn't listed, please send in details to Lizowl, that's L-I-Z-O-W-L, @gmail.com. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is helping the Quedgeley Brownies for Thinking Day on the Air. Listen out for GB4QBP. EI100MCV will be active until the 31st of December to mark the centenary of the 1918 sinking of RMS Leinster in the Irish Sea. MCV was the original call sign of the vessel. The intention is to use all bands operating on or close to frequencies with 18, for example, 1918 kHz, 3518, 3618, 3718 kHz, and so on. Full details can be found at www.qrz.com. Members of the International Amateur Radio Contest DX Club will be active with special call sign 4U 0R from the Vienna International Center, Austria, for World Radio Day between the 13th and 20th of February. Activity will be on various HF bands, including CW and SSB, QSL UA3DX Direct by the Bureau or Club Log OQRS. Now, the contest news, the CQ Worldwide WPXRTTY contest runs for 48 hours, ending at 23:59 UTC today, the 11th, using RTTY only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange, the signal report and serial number. Ending at 1200 UTC today, the 11th, is the PACC contest, using CW and SSB 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, with PA stations also exchanging their province. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. It's followed by the 432 megs UK activity contest, which uses all modes from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is for both is signal report, serial number and locator. There's a similar evening on Thursday with the 70 megs FM activity contest, 1900 to 2000 UTC, then the all mode 70 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, it's the data leg of the 80 meter club championships, running from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. And next weekend, the ARRL International DX contest runs for 48 hours from 0000 UTC on the 17th to 2359 UTC on the 18th. It's CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and TX power. US stations will send their state and Canadian stations their province. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspot Region 2699 provided us with a small increase in solar activity last week. It also produced a number of minor C and M class flares as the solar flux index rose to around 77. More significantly, quieter geomagnetic conditions, thanks to a lack of coronal holes, meant that the K index remained fairly low and the bands were quite settled. This brought band openings up to 21 megs at times, with the FOC marathon last week giving an ideal opportunity to see just how far CW stations can travel. North American stations from as far afield as California, Oregon, Washington State and British Columbia were audible in the UK. Roger, G3LDI, says he had 855 QSOs with 102 DXCC entities on all bands up to and including 10 metres. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to remain around 70. Geomagnetic conditions should remain settled until about Friday the 16th, when the K index could rise to a maximum of 4 or 5 due to incoming material from solar coronal hole activity. As we know, in February, it's worth looking at some propagation predictions. For the path from the UK to New York, PredTest UK tells us that we can expect a maximum usable frequency of about 18.9 megs, around 1400 UTC, with a maximum 10% chance of success, using 100 watts to a dipole and SSB on 17 metres. If you use CW, your chance of success goes up to 40%, and if you get a similar or slightly better probability, if using one of the newer digital modes, such as FT8, which can copy signals down below the noise level. Now to VHF and up, it's looking like the changeable period of weather is locked in for another week, with a series of fronts crossing the country and low pressure north of Scotland for much of the time. This will make it rather breezy at times, especially in the north. VHF, UHF propagation, the absence of high pressure rules out tropospheric openings, while on the microwave bands, rain scatter from heavy showers is possibly going to be rather random and infrequent as the seas gradually cool down and are less able to generate the heavy showers. There's always the chance of an occasional aurora to lift spirits for a very exotic mode of operation, and with some strong jet stream activity, it's not totally out of the question that some sporadic E may develop, although such things are a bit rare at this time of the year. Stick to random meteor scatter QSOs in the early morning for your regular dose of VHFDX. The moon is at minimum declination and apogee today, so we have maximum EME path losses and low peak moon elevations of less than 20 degrees in the UK. And that's all from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me till next week also.